Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Four law enforcement officers dead, at least four others injured. That after a shootout in Charlotte, North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper offering his condolences Monday night.
It reminds us of the fact that these officers every day when they go out, whether they walk up to a car, whether they serve a warrant, violence can happen to them.
Charlotte-Mecklenburg police authorities say the officers were part of a fugitive task force serving a warrant at a home on Monday when a suspect opened fire. Cleanup efforts continue after deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. According to Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest, the immediate priority was ensuring the safety of the tornado victims.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials, navigate what's next for them here.
Among the casualties, a four-month-old, one of four people killed in Oklahoma, damage in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma, and Minden, Iowa. Former President Trump in New York City once again ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. He faces 34 felony charges of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments before the 2016 election that he won. Judge Juan Merchants anticipated to hold a second hearing on Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. A COVID-19-era hospital requirement ends this week. According to the CDC, hospitals are no longer required to report information pertaining to admissions, occupancy, and other indicators of possible system stress from respiratory diseases to federal officials. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Viral police body cam video shows a top prosecutor in New York getting very mouthy with a police officer who's just pulled her over.
Just don't understand the hostility towards me. I'm doing my job.
I am the DA of Monroe County.
Now, Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley is apologizing for her conduct toward the officer.
What I did was wrong. No excuses. I take full responsibility for my actions.
She says she was dealing with a frightening medical concern and work stress at the time of the incident. Speaker Mike Johnson is still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene stated Sunday Johnson's days as speaker are numbered, that after he supported additional military aid for Ukraine without strings attached to border policy. Greene filed a motion last month to remove Johnson, but it's uncertain if or when she'll bring that motion to a vote on the House floor. An upcoming book by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem allegedly recounts a story of her having to shoot and kill her 14-month-old dog. According to The Guardian, Noem describes the dog as less than worthless, stating the incident illustrates her readiness to do what's needed, even when it's difficult, messy, and ugly. Responding to the article, Noem stated on X that Tough decisions like this happen all the time on a farm. Gnomes among former President Trump's potential vice presidential candidates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's like two steps forward, four back. Thank you very much, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. I mean, Regulation Nation has returned. 8 years of regulations under Obama that were devastating. And I guess the American people, or at least 80 million people, forgot how bad it was and the impact that it had on our economy. So we had four winning years, and then the American people decided, we're a bunch of losers. You know, we need to lose again. We need to pay all kinds of taxes and just let the Democratic Party, you know, run our homes and our families right into the brick walls. Well, listen to this. All of Biden's regulations are imposing costs on consumers the same way taxes do, even if those costs are less noticeable than a tax. So $1.4 trillion in regulatory costs is not much different than $1.4 trillion tax hike. Adam Millsap is with us right now. Adam, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, whether it's a tax or an imposed cost of regulation, this is something that the Dems, they do. It's part of their DNA, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And just to put some numbers in some context, as you mentioned, so $1.4 trillion in costs from Biden. Trump, on the other hand, at this point in his presidency, had only imposed about $30 billion of cost of new regulation because he spent a lot of his time winding back old regulation.
Exactly.
Trying to get rid of the stuff that the Obama administration had done. And Biden's invitation...
If you remember, Adam, sorry to interrupt you, but again, to add context and understanding and remind everybody, when Trump first came into office, the deal was, hey, for every new, they were going to eliminate two. They got to a point where every new regulation, they eliminated 20, I think. They got to as high as 20 at one point.
Yeah, absolutely. He did a great job of rolling back some of the most damaging regulations. And we saw a big boost in economic growth. Wages were going up across the income distribution. People were making more money. We didn't have the inflation. So Biden's regulatory agenda is reversing all of that and then feeding right into some of these other economic problems we have. Inflation is still high. You know, all this regulation is raising costs for consumers on everything from cars. He's doing the student loan bailouts and pushing that burden back on the taxpayers. He's micromanaging, you know, artificial intelligence, getting rid of so-called junk fees that are then just going to get rolled back into prices that everyone's going to pay. And all this is being done by unelected bureaucrats.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these are the unintended consequences, and they look at it that way. You know, kind of like, you know, Obama. I remember, you know, the look on his face when, you know, he was asked about the shovel-ready jobs. Well, I guess they weren't so shovel-ready after all. And he just kind of laughed about it. But wait a minute. What about the monetary consequence? And what it did, you know, to the American people, just like the Solyndra deal. I mean, this guy's not a business guy. He makes a business deal with Solyndra, gives $500 million to them of the people's money, and then what does he do? He lets China come in and underbid the investment and destroy Solyndra and throws them into bankruptcy, and we lose all that money.
Yep, absolutely. And we're seeing similar kind of cronyism in some of the other plans that have gone through the Biden administration. The Inflation Reduction Act had a lot of cronyism in it with, you know, subsidizing certain industries. And you're seeing this, like I said, with the student loan bailout. He's favoring some people over others, right? The people with college degrees versus the people without the college degree. This just seems to be something that the Democrats, and Biden especially now, is really latching onto. He doesn't want to really tax the American people up front and be blatant about it, because one of his big campaign promises was not to raise taxes on anyone earning less than $400,000 a year. So he's doing it more subtly through regulation, still implementing his agenda, not raising taxes, but still raising costs for consumers and keeping inflation high.
Well, you said that, Adam, for his first term. He already announced for his second term that, you know, he's going to make up for that lost opportunity of taxes. He's just being overt now. He just said, I'm coming after you. I'm raising taxes. I mean, get ready. There's going to be an exodus. If he was to get reelected, there's going to be an exodus of corporate American businesses once again, like what we saw happen in the Obama-Biden regime, when America's manufacturers and everybody said, I'm getting out of here. You know, I'm going to go find a more pleasant place where I can work, and I'm not going to get taxed to death.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. After the TCJA passed and we lowered the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%, there were a lot of companies that came back to America. Because it was more tax competitive. And America's always had other advantages. So if you keep the tax rate, even if you just keep it at the average, that brings people back to America. Our rule of law is more stable. We have a more innovative workforce. There's a lot of reasons for setting up shop in America. But if you put taxes back to where they were, or even 28% of the corporate rate, you're going to scare all those corporations away all over again. Especially when you combine it with all of this regulation, which just prevents new firms and new startups from coming and competing with the bigger firms. You know, we talk about regulation, it is a drag on the economy, but a lot of the big businesses actually like it because it kind of entrenches their own operation, kind of builds a moat because they can deal with the regulation. They have the lawyers, they have the compliance officers, they can handle it. But if you're trying to start a new business, I mean, God bless you, because when I just look at the mountains of red tape that you have to go through in order to get something off the ground, it's just pretty scary. So I get my hats off to all these entrepreneurs who are still trying to push through despite all this regulation.
Yeah, I mean, here you are. You get a dream and a vision to start a new business, and you get going, and then all of a sudden you run into, you know, the bureaucracy, and then you've got to be prepared to do what all these other businesses have done, and that is that you got to pay off the politicians, sadly. And a lot that's going on right now, as you know, Adam, I mean, these are political payoffs. These, you know, we're buying votes in mass numbers, whether it's tuition debt forgiveness, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act, which, again, you know, like Obama's not-so-ready, shovel-ready jobs, the Inflation Reduction Act did nothing to do to help inflation. In fact, it exacerbated it.
Yep, and you're seeing that still with, like, the Inflation Reduction Act was supposed to build all these chargers. It was supposed to, you know, rethink our entire infrastructure system, new bridges, new roads, charging stations, solar panels, wind. But where is all this stuff? The problem is that at the same time Biden tries to subsidize it through all of these tax handouts and all this cronyism, he then regulates the heck out of it on the back end. So I think right now, with all that money that was thrown at charging stations for electric vehicles, they built like five. Or something like that, even though they promised they were going to build like 500 or something around the country, you know, because they just can't do it. There's too much red tape in the way, red tape that Biden is implementing. So his administration is just full of contradictions. It can't even get its story straight of what it actually wants to accomplish.
And meanwhile, the wheels on the bus go round and round, and we're looking at $35 trillion in debt with no relief in sight here, Adam.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think that's another reason why you're seeing regulation so much. Because they know they can't do the tax and spend thing like previous administrations do, because the budget deficit's just not allowing it. So instead, they can do it this more subtle way with all this regulation they just pile on the economy.
Well, again, it's the DNA of the Democrats, and the voter needs to understand and really appreciate that, you know, they're spending your money, okay? And along the way, whether it has anything to do with like the strategic oil reserve that was used in order to garner votes in the midterm, I mean, this stuff is unconscionable. if not even, you know, unethical. But, hey, look, this is what we're dealing with right now, and you got to vote smarter coming up in this election, which is just around the corner and coming at us fast. Adam Millsap is with us, and our conversation with him will continue. He's the economic scholar at George Mason University.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I'm Phil Hotzenfelder, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events, diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Adam Millsap, economic scholar at George Mason University. Adam, inflation now being reported, the Biden administration would want us to believe that they've got a handle on this, but yet it is continuing to move up. I think the latest number is something over 18%. overall is what we're looking at inflation-wise?
Yeah, I mean, inflation is high right now. Biden claims that they're going to get it under control. But, you know, he started all this with all of his spending. I mean, this comes back to, you know, the American Rescue Plan Act that he implemented shortly after he came into office. Economists warned him that it was too big what the economy could handle, given the supply constraints at the time. It was going to put too much money, boost demand too much. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. With the checks went out to everyone. People were trying to buy stuff. It was hard to build stuff at the time, and so we saw prices rise. We had to print more money because no one wanted to buy our debt because people were a little bit nervous about it. So the Fed had to buy a lot of it up, pump more money into the economy, and here we are, despite the warnings, and we haven't gotten out of it yet. And it looks like we're not going to get out of it this year. It looks like it's still scheduled to run, you know, in the 3 or 4% range through the end of the year potentially.
Are you discerning any plan whatsoever from this administration that is serious about, the economy? I mean, America's getting hammered right now. You know, we're, you know, our extra costs this year are same, you know, we're for the same goods last year, anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200. I think in Nevada, my friend tells me it's $1,300 more. I mean, Adam, it's like, you know, Joe Biden didn't plant an EV in our driveway for that extra $1,300. We're just having to pay and suffer and make it work. I mean, you know, you got credit card debt at an all-time high. The signs do not look very positive here.
Yeah, I don't think Biden really has a coherent plan for the economy. I don't think a lot of people on his own side don't think he has a coherent plan. He's trying to do everything all at once. He wants us to have green energy. At the same time, he's worried about, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And at the same time, he's worried about, you know, China. And he's not piecing all of these things together and coming up with a coherent plan. If we're really worried about China and Russia, why aren't we pumping more oil and gas in this country and increasing our energy output, sharing that with our European allies so that they're less reliant on Russia's energy sources? We're not doing that. If you're worried about the green transition, why aren't you making it easier to mine minerals and build batteries in this country, build these charging stations, build the electricity infrastructure we need? He's not doing that. He's not building nuclear. You know, he's not doing any of this stuff. And so he just says things. He wants things to magically happen. But when it comes to putting the policies in place that would allow him to achieve any of these goals, he just seems to have no interest in actually doing it. So it's not clear what he's trying to accomplish.
Well, it seems like whatever is right, he purposely does wrong. I mean, because you just rattled off the top of your head, you know, several things and instances that are just so out of step. And let's think, you know, you mentioned the Middle East. I mean, he finds a way to give money to Iran, who is the number one terrorist country that's supporting Hezbollah and all these problems. And he keeps giving them money. What is going on here? I mean, this is absurd.
It is crazy. I think this just comes down to what happens when government gets too big and tries to do too much. And the Democrats are – the Republicans have a problem with this too sometimes, but the Democrats really exemplify it, where they just want the federal government to do everything. Rather than push things down to the states that the states can do and the states should be best positioned to handle, they try to do everything. And when you try to do everything, you do none of it well.
Exactly.
And I think that's what we're seeing right now. They just can't keep so many balls juggling in the air at the same time. And so they inevitably drop some. And the implementation is poor. The execution is poor. Like I said, they keep sucking out more resources. And now Biden wants to raise taxes. He's already regulated the economy into the ground. Inflation's running hot. He just doesn't seem to really understand what to do. And the staff around him don't seem to be offering much assistance. And like I said, I think it's because they're all in over their head. There's just too much. This is why centrally planned economies don't work, because people can't centrally plan like this at this scale.
Right, exactly. And look what's going on. I mean, the massiveness of the bureaucracy. I mean, when you see all these numbers, you know, job growth numbers, look at how much the government is contributing to that job. That's a scary thought. You know, when we need to be downsizing, they're expanding.
Yep, absolutely. And we saw the slow job number. We saw the slow GDP growth come in the first quarter, 1.6%.
1.6, exactly.
Was below the 2.5 that people were predicting. And so I think we're finally seeing all this regulation catching up with the Biden administration. They have been creating a big drag on the economy. Tons of uncertainty. I mean, if you're an automaker right now, you have no idea how to invest your money. Are going to be able to sell gas vehicles in 20 years? Are you going to be able to sell hybrids? Only sell electric by 2035, like in California? I mean, I don't know how you could even think about building new factories and, you know, trying to build different models of cars when you have no idea what's going to be legal in 10 years.
Exactly.
And so this regime uncertainty is just doing us no favors. We're becoming way more like Europe in that way, where we're just kind of anti-innovation, anti-growth, anti-entrepreneurial. We just want to have this kind of like stasis where everything just kind of stays the same and we muddle through. And it's sad to see America come to that when it's been so innovative and dynamic over the last 100 years.
Well, and it's willing to, you know, surrender its sovereignty to the United Nations and some global force that will control everything. You know, it just amazes me, as you say, when you consider the rich history of our country. And I think we're in a situation similar to when, you know, it was Obama, you know, Biden in their regime, those 8 miserable years. You know, I kept saying we had all this pent up energy of labor that just wanted, you know, wanted a job, just wanted to go out there and go work their butts off. And when Trump came into office, that was the number one question he would ask his staff. How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And look what happened. You know, jobs was the number one issue for this administration from the get-go. And look at the job numbers that happened. And then, you know, Biden tries to claim some sort of, you know, number that he's created, you know, which is such a joke because all he's done is all that's happened for the most part is the jobs that we lost during COVID came back and he wants credit for that.
No, exactly right. I mean, Trump came in, he deregulated, he started cutting regulations, he cut taxes, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And the economy boomed, and it boomed for everyone across the income distribution. The low-wage workers were actually experiencing some of the highest wage gains than they've seen, to your point, in 20, 30 years, right? I mean, the economy was really working for folks. Then the pandemic came in and totally turned things around. But prior to that, his strategy was working. Modest taxes, modest regulation, create some certainty for investment, for business leaders, for entrepreneurs, and the American people can do it. We just need the government to get out of the way and set the rules of the game and not try to micromanage everything. And Biden just doesn't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you say, you know, Adam, the evidence is empirical. I mean, it is there time and again when the Democrats come in, you know, into power, they mess around, they tinker in stuff that they know little about. And especially when it comes to business, when it comes to, you know, developing an economy. I mean, the last time I think the Democrats did anything, and to me, I think it was a little bit of a, you know, sleight of hand, that's Bill Clinton, and also a combination of sleight of hand, because what you do is you just imperil the military, you cut back the military so dramatically, so you rob from one bucket and you put it in another, and it looks good, and everything's looking hunky-dory. And so the combination of that and some restraint that was offered by Newt Gingrich and the Republican Party at the time, when they actually worked together, you know, we enjoyed some good years, even in the midst of the dot-com and gone business. You know, that's one of the benchmarks I think the Democrats can point to. But what made a lot of that happen, as you'll recall, is that he blighted the military. And, of course, then George W. inherits that, and then what do we have? We have 9/11, and we go overseas to fight a war, and we're sending our kids there with, you know, not a whole lot of bullets, not a lot of ammo, and, you know, what Humvees that the kids would, you know, ride home and say, hey, Mom, go to Home Depot and get me some sheet metal and send it out here because we got to reinforce the Humvees. Right?
Yeah, it's just weird. It is weird to long for the days of Bill Clinton. Right? You're right. The times were a pretty booming time. The Republicans and Democrats counteracted each other really well with Newt Gingrich at the time, and Bill Clinton was just way more pragmatic than Biden. You know?
Exactly.
And so we had a budget surplus, we had a lot more certainty around the budget, and modest taxes, and the economy boomed. Biden just refuses to do that.
It's amazing how that formula continues to work in spite of their theories, but, you know, this is what they do, and it's at our expense, and the American voter has to wake up and get real about this stuff, because it's costly and it's painful. Adam Millsap, economic scholar at George Mason University. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey there, you in aisle 2. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain?
If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Former President Trump in New York City once again ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. He faces 34 felony charges of falsifying business records to conceal hush money payments before the 2016 election that he won. Judge Juan Merchants anticipated to hold a second hearing on Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. Cleanup efforts continue after deadly tornadoes that swept across the U.S. heartland. According to Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest, the immediate priority was ensuring the safety of the tornado victims.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now.
Among the casualties, a four-month-old, one of four people killed in Oklahoma, the fatal tornadoes over the weekend causing extensive damage in several towns. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. You know, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Think about that for a moment, okay? My sheep hear my voice. So, you know, are you receiving God's word? Are you hearing his voice and guidance? You know, how does Abba Father speak to his children? Well, Jeff Kemp's going to join us in a moment here and talk about, you know, how that happens. And like anything, like any relationship that we know of, even though we're talking about, you know, God himself, but still there are things that we can appreciate that in any kind of relationship is you've got to stay connected. You've got to be in contact. You know, you imagine if you you're married and maybe you only talk to your wife about once a month, you know, you've got to orbit into her her orbit, and oh hey, how you doing, honey? You know, you only did that once a month. I mean, how is that going to work for you? Jeff Kemp, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader, is with us right now. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You know, I think this is a you know, timely topic to talk about because in the midst of a lot of noise and chaos, we can miss out on you know, hearing the voice of God. Not only miss out on hearing or even being tricked into thinking that we're hearing the legitimate voice of God and missing that it is Satan in his imitation of God, you know, stealing his glory or trying to anyway. Whoop, did we lose him? I heard a click. Okay. All right. I think Jeff is he's traveling. I know he's got a I think today he's got a group meeting And so he may be in an area where, you know, the electronics, the technology or such are a little slim. But we'll see if he can have enough bars on his phone to where we can, you know, finish this conversation. Because, you know, this is really important that you hear this. Go ahead, Jeff. Pick it up.
Well, you know, a lot of us want to hear God say what we want him to say. And we're kind of creating God in the image that we want him to be in. If you do that, you're not really going to be sure that you're hearing from God.
Exactly.
You listen to God on his terms, And you know what? He is better than us. He's kinder than us. He's more loving than us. He's more wise than us. So to listen to God means to say, God, I'm not going to shape you. I'm going to let you shape me. I'm not going to ask you to submit to my will. I'm going to submit to your will. I'm going to trust that you're better and kinder and have a better plan than me. That is when you're willing to go to the Bible, go in prayer, dialogue with God, listen to the advice of other believers in Jesus, and read the doors that open and the doors that close. And as you see those things line up and they agree with God's word, then you know God's speaking.
Exactly. Well, you know, what I have come to understand here, especially recently, Jeff, is Christ in us. When Christ is in you, you are, in a sense, formatted like a computer to receive God. But it starts with having Christ in you. And that means that anything that is un-Christ-like has to be jettisoned out of your spirit, doesn't it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, to be converted is to say, God, you are greater than me, you invented me, and only a source outside me can change me. And then when you say, God, okay, I'm going to let you be in charge, he forgives you and he adopts you and he comes inside of you, as you were speaking of, Bill. That's when his spirit is residing in you, when you're submitted and trusting. And then his voice can speak to you. I mean, a couple of years ago, I started reading the Bible differently. Mm-hmm. I asked God to refather me. And I had a good dad, but he wasn't perfect. And I said, you know, I really want to know what kind of father you are and what kind of relationship Jesus had with the Father. And I want that type of relationship. And I started reading the Bible and saying my prayers and having day, you know, moment to moment, all day long conversation with God as a son.
Yes.
Not as a Christian reading the Bible, but as a son listening to his father. And then you hear the Lord speaking. He's in you, but you're turning to him in a personal way, saying, on your terms, I'm your son. You're my loving father. What do you want to say to me in the Bible? What do you want to say to me in prayer today? What are you saying to me through my mentors? What are you saying to me through my spouse? That's one of the key ways God speaks, is through unity with your spouse. And it took me a while to learn that.
What was that change like for you, Jeff? I mean, that's a revelatory, you know, idea that had to come from the Spirit, you know, for you to ask that question. Great question. So
the reality
of what it was, and now you ask that question, and God honors that question, and he starts answering you. What was that like? What shift took place for you?
Well, it happened because of COVID. COVID hit in 2020 and shut down all my travel and all my speaking and any income I was going to make. And my wife reminded me, this isn't bad, Jeff. You've been gone too much. I'm lonely. Plus, you're supposed to finish that book on the way of Jesus for men that you said you were writing. So come on home and let's start playing tennis and dating. And I thought, okay, but I also want to read the Bible and hear what kind of man Jesus was to write this book.
Right.
And I decided, you know what? I really need to be refathered. What a great time to start looking into the Word of God and asking God to refather me. And I'll tell you, Bill, it made reading the Bible exciting. It made waking up in the morning exciting. And one of the things that I did is I just started each day, not by picking up my phone or going for a workout. I just would sit down for 2, 3, 4 minutes, maybe out in the back porch, maybe in my recliner, in some silent place. Sometimes I'd even take a walk, and I would just sit with God as my father and say, that's amazing, but because of Jesus, I get to be your son, and you are my dad. Help me know what that's like. Help me experience that. Help me live as your son today. From that standpoint, then I started saying, okay, I'm going to read the Bible today, and I'm going to see how my day unfolds with you in charge as my dad, guiding me, your son. And it changed the pages on the words on the page, and they started to kind of come alive to me. And I started filling up my journal, learning a lot, and getting excited.
Yeah. You know, going back to what you said earlier, it you know, the verse that comes to mind is Jeremiah 29:11. You know, the Father, how good he is. And, I mean, how many people in your life come to you and say, hey, I got plans for you? You know, and this is the Lord himself saying, you know, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Who says that?
That's beautiful.
Who says that, Jeff?
A daddy, a papa, a loving grandpa. And no human is good enough to say that perfectly. But Abba Father, Jesus called him Papa, Daddy, Abba Father, says that to us. And he proved it because he demonstrated his love for us. While we were still prideful and selfish and rebellious and messing up, living imperfectly, before we fixed anything, Jesus Christ came, died on the cross, rose from the dead. God demonstrated his love for us in that way. Mm-hmm. So that's who will say, I have plans for a future and a hope for you. Abba Father, God Almighty, proven through Jesus.
And the one who can deliver on that promise. And as you said, he's not expecting you to fix it. You know, this is the thing, because exactly. And this is the delusion we get into, because we're not human beings. We're human doings. You know, we want to do things, you know, based on our own, you know, right? Instead of being free and being all that God's called us to be. And so we get caught up in works, and Satan is just having a good time, because he just, you know, watching the show as we work our full heads off, thinking that somehow we're going to work our way to heaven, right?
Bill, there's hope for every reader to receive what we're talking about, this adoption, father-daughter relationship, father-son relationship. And I talk about it in the book, Receive, The Way of Jesus. And they can find that at jeffkempteam.com.
Well, check it out. Jeff Kemp, the one and only. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the insight, as always. And I know you have a great meeting with a bunch of guys today. And God bless you, and may he maximize this opportunity and bless everyone there.
Thanks, Bill. Bless you and all the people listening.
You got it. Take care, bud. All right.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contract. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I think it's time for the good news, girl. We always like this time every week on Tuesdays when we get a chance to, review these viral videos that have taken off. And Samantha Mao, the good news girl, she's so faithful in, gathering all these stories. Hey, Sam, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. How about yourself?
Hey, just like you, hunky-dory, having as much fun as they'll let me. Hey, so we're going to start off with these babies named Johnny Cash and June Carter. This is no lie. We're not making this stuff up. They were born at the same hospital on the same day. What's going on here?
So what's funny about this is they're both born in a hospital in Alabama. Their parents didn't know each other. They're both born on April 10th at Huntsville Hospital. And they figured it out when one of their relatives got on the elevator wearing a Johnny Cash shirt with June Carter's relatives. And
right.
It's kind of taken off the internet. People think it's a hilarious coincidence. So June Carter actually was named June Carter because the father's middle name was Carter, and they just loved the name June. And then
yes.
Johnny Cash, his dad's name was Johnny, and they were going to make him the third, and they were going to name him Johnny Lee Davis the third. And they just never thought it quite fit him, and they love Nashville, so they were like, Johnny Nashville, no. Johnny Nash, no. Johnny Cash, we'll call him Cash. And so now I'm kind of wondering, are these babies meant to be together?
Are they going to come together, 20 years down the road and live happily ever after, Just like Johnny and June did, right, huh? Wow.
That's
so no collusion, just separate families, and it just so happens on the same day at the same hospital, Johnny Cash and June Carter are born. Wow.
Yes. Can you believe that? I keep seeing it on the internet, and I was just like, there's just no way that wasn't sort of like, how did you guys didn't plan that?
Yeah, exactly.
and it just, at first, I thought this was, it happened, it might have been the last name of the, of the children, but it's the middle names. But still, I would definitely like to know if they ever come back together, like you said, 20 years from now.
Now, are they in Nashville? Is that where they're at?
No, they're down in Alabama.
Alabama, that's right.
Alabama.
I was going to say, you mentioned Nashville. I thought, well, if nothing else, the Johnny Cash Museum ought to offer a lifetime ticket for young Johnny Cash and June Carter to visit whenever they would like. Maybe that might be a reason to bring them together one more time. But what an incredible this is an incredible coincidence. This is funny. This next story is about a mom who saved another mom's life after seeing a flyer in her son's Taekwondo studio. What was this about? This interesting. A flyer?
Yeah, so this is down in Atlanta, Georgia. Amanda mm-hmm. Hayes, she's down there. She's in a Taekwondo studio, and she sees up on the board there's a flyer, and it says, "Our mom needs a kidney," and it explains how Vanselle Knight, she had a kidney disease for the past 8 years, mom of two girls, and she's been on the donor list, and she's just looking for help, you know, mm-hmm. And her girls are the ones actually making the flyer, because, you know, they need their mom, and they love their mm-hmm. mom, and, you know, the longer it goes, the less her chances are of being able to be saved. And so Amanda, you know, she said she's just standing there in the middle of this Taekwondo studio. It's like she felt like she was put there by God to help this woman. And mm-hmm. Here's the thing is, even if she wasn't a blood match, like Vanselle is type O positive, Amanda right. would be able to go and be tested, and she's willing to give her kidney as a living kidney donor. It can be given yeah. in her honor to Vanselle. Mm-hmm. So it's like a transaction. So, you know, you give it to somebody who matches your blood type, and somebody else with that blood type will give to. It's really interesting what they've come up mm-hmm. with, and it kind of started chained.
Yeah. Wow.
But it turned out she was actually a perfect match. For Vanselle, and now they've become the best of friends and hope to spend holidays together.
I think so. I want to stay close to my kidney. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Just saying.
you just can't imagine what that takes. It always seems like, you know, you see these stories out there, but I think it just takes a truly selfless person and one of those God moments to mm-hmm. bring people together like that, because we were reading about it, and the living kidney donation, you're out of the hospital within 2 days and you're back at work within a minimum of 2 weeks. Which is quicker than I thought. I mean, but it's still, you know, you think you get paid time off, like how does this work for other people? And you just like bless all those people who donate, especially while you're still alive. That's quite a risky thing, and you know, a brave thing to do and a wonderful mm-hmm. thing to do. I can't imagine.
And you're not even talking to family member here. This is a complete stranger, right? Yeah.
Complete stranger. She thought about how much those girls needed their mom.
And she related to that and pulled on her heartstrings and heartstrings connected to her kidney. Unbelievable.
That's right.
What a story. This next story is about, can you imagine, have you ever been to dinner and all of a sudden, you know, you start chomping on a diamond or a pearl or anything like that? Is that ever happened to you?
No.
I've heard that happen to people. And this next story is about this couple. they're eating a clam dinner, right? And and this pearl, is in their plate. No extra charge, and they end up, I guess, utilizing that gemstone, and they put it in an engagement ring, huh?
That's right. So I actually thought, you know, when I'm first watching the video on the story, I was like, I wonder if the restaurant was like, dang, you know, we gave them a pearl. Is it the restaurants? Is it the customers? I assume it's the customers. It has to be, right? Because that's how it ended up being. But Ken Steinkamp and Sandy Sikorsky, they were actually on a date in Rhode Island. This is back in December of 2021. And Sandy bites into a clam, and it has a little something extra, and it turned out to be mm-hmm. this big, beautiful pearl.
Wow.
So anyway, they decided, you know, at this point they're just dating. They just started dating. But a year and a half later, Ken decides to take that pearl that, you know, was in the clam at the restaurant and put it into an engagement ring. And I guess now she's kind of famous around town for her little story. Everybody kind of thinks it's like a Hallmark movie.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and what you suggested earlier, I mean, you can see that happening where some restaurants may claim ownership of something, you know, like that. But thank God this one didn't, and allowed the couple to keep everything that was in their plate. And, you know, what there wasn't some kind of story like, oh, my goodness, you know, that was my grandmother's pearl. It fell out. You know, I was washing dishes or something, ended up with a clams or some other story that would, you know, take this away from them. But, hey, all's well that ends well. That's awesome. Hey, this next one is about a woman celebrating 100 and fifth birthday. And she says everyone else looks young to her. Well, I would think, huh?
Catherine Seaver, she was born in 1919, if you can believe it. So this is her second time going through the 20s in her lifetime.
Right. Exactly.
They call her Special K.
Yeah, I bet.
I just wanted to include this story because I love that everybody looks young to her.
And, yeah, it's a great one.
It's like, you know, so if you're ever feeling old, you just go to Special K, and she's going to make you feel like a baby. She's like, oh, I love seeing all these 90-year-old babies around here. And also, she gave some advice, which I thought was worth sharing. You know, she said just to stay active. And, mm-hmm. you know, her niece joked that nobody's as active as her aunt, Catherine. So mm-hmm. I think there is something to that, you know, like my grandpa passed away just last year, mm-hmm. unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But he lived in 97, and I swear he mowed the grass until he was 96. He was out there going.
Did he have a shot of whiskey? You know, a lot of these people get, you know, they're octogenarians and that, you know, they say, well, yeah, I have my shot of whiskey every night and, you know, and that's what keeps the embers burning, I guess, you know, so, I don't know. I mean, you know, time and again, that's something that I've read. There was somebody who written a book about, they went and interviewed all these people that were 100 plus, and that was one of the consistent things that came out is that everybody had their little shot of whiskey. Kept them warm.
I wonder if there's something to it. He actually would have like a small glass, like the tiniest, maybe like 2 ounces of beer. So I wonder if there's something to it. It's this little bit of alcohol killing some kind of germ.
I guess. Yeah, I guess at a certain point, there, you know, there's some benefit there. This next story is about an 11-year-old that sews bandanas for shelter animals to help them get adopted, huh? I saw this. This is so cool, what he's done. What a heart.
That's right. So Malia Martinez, she started sewing with her grandmother recently, just starting in December, and she had a dog that passed away that was 15 years old, and mm-hmm. at the place that she lives at right now, they're no longer allowed to have pets, so she decides, I'm going to start visiting animal shelters, and she thought about the animals while she was there, and she's like, you know, if I started sewing these little bandanas, this would be really cute and help them get adopted, so mm-hmm. she starts sewing these bandanas for these kids, and then, or for these dogs.
Dogs,
and
uh-huh.
then she mm-hmm. starts selling the bandanas to raise money for the dogs, and it's just, you know, it's just kind of spiraled from there, and she has a little small business called So Creative by Malia, and mm-hmm. I had a feeling since the story's kind of taking off that she's going to have more orders than she knows what to do with. I do think there's something to putting a bandana on the dog to get them all cute and ready.
It's part of the packaging, right? Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
No, brilliant idea. I love that. How resourceful. This final story, got 40 seconds left here, Sam. Airlines required to offer cash refunds for canceled and delayed flights. This is under DOT rules, the new rules, huh?
So, yeah, that's right. So the airlines are no longer the ones that get to determine when you get reimbursed. The Department of Transportation changed it as of Wednesday, and it's pretty exciting. It's a pivotal moment in aviation. Hopefully it makes it easier for everybody. Hopefully it's better for everybody.
Well, you know what will happen now? Watch the ticket prices go up. Somebody's got to pay for it, right? It's not just all, you know, it's no free lunch here. So get ready. She's the good news girl, Samantha Mao. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with